Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. From November 9th through March 31st, the Southern Poverty Law Center documented 1,863 bias incidents, especially the display of nooses. The First Amendment does not extend to expressions that incite violence, intend to intimidate, or threaten another individual, but some white people actually suggest that the noose can mean other things. Now the right has gone beyond defending nooses and is waging war against the Southern Poverty Law Center's challenges against extremist groups and hateful rhetoric. 47 right-wing organizations claim the SPLC is, quote, an attack dog of the political left, and urges media outlets to stop using SPLC data, lists, and maps. Religious right leaders complain that they are designated as hate groups simply for upholding traditional Christian teachings about marriage. The SPLC retorts, quote, viewing homosexuality as unbiblical does not qualify organizations for listing as hate groups. The Liberty Council was listed as a hate group because a group that regularly portrays gay people as perverse, diseased pedophiles, putting Western civilization at risk, are way, way over the line. Gold Star, an online resource that compiles financial and other information about nonprofit organizations, began flagging organizations characterized by the SPLC as hate groups. GuideStar staff members then received death threats over the designations. GuideStar removed the banners. The Liberty Council sued them anyway, as did D. James Kennedy Ministries. The campaign also targets corporations that have donated to the SPLC. And fair-minded people on the right are accusing the SPLC of creating moral equivalency between some religious groups and violent extremists. Now the Colorado Republican Party has joined the fray, launching an attack against the SPLC on Twitter, telling people not to trust any media story that uses SPLC data. Some say the solution for the Republican Party is not to attack the SPLC, but to take whatever action is needed to ensure that hate does not dictate the Republican Party's agenda. If you're concerned about attacks on the Southern Poverty Law Center by the right, you can share your thoughts with Republican senators and congresspeople to see where they stand. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.